Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
What is your First World Friday problem? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. One of Wicket's many First World Friday problems is he's still trying to make Threads happen. Anything on Threads, Wicket, Friday this morning?
Let me just check. Not yet.
Right.
Not yet for First World Problems.
Facebook, you can relate to Nick. Nick says, I have to decide if I want to shell out a couple grand to go see the Packers in Sao Paulo.
Dude, I want to go to Sao Paulo, Brazil. My wife asked me, what do you want for your birthday? My birthday's in a week and some change. And I said, I want a trip to Brazil.
Well, you can have that for your birthday for the next 20 years.
And she said, what else do you want? And I said, I want a shed in the backyard.
And you can have that for your birthday for the next 10 years.
And she said, what else do you want? And I said, I want a Mustang convertible.
Okay, you won't live long enough to make the Mustang convertible happen.
I get to drive one for 3 hours tomorrow from Burlington. We're going to go help out my mother-in-law's late cousin clean out the house and do all that kind of stuff. And then the car comes back here. So I get to drive one for 3 hours, but it's not mine. It's going to wind up going in my mother-in-law's garage. Now, it'd be cool if she's like, happy birthday, here are the keys. Like, you have that dream scenario in your head, but I know it's not real because no one's just going to give you a car. It's not going to happen.
And the problem for you, and no one else, this is solely your problem, is your mother-in-law is extremely healthy and is going to live a long time.
Yes, she's going to outlive me.
Which,
I mean, she's in her 70s, but it's fantastic.
For everyone else but you.
Yeah, it's great for all the kids. Great for the grandkids. Great for her two daughters. But
it's great for the world because Carol's incredible.
But what just means that the Mustang won't be mine. So my first world problem is I have two. I normally don't want anything. Like, I don't care about my birthday. I'm going to turn 43. I don't care. But like, Lee's asking me, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And I'm like, I don't know. Just have the kids leave me alone for like 2 hours.
Are you using dark psychology to just plant it in her brain by talking about it on the radio, talking about it to me?
Well, what I'd like to do is drive the Mustang to Sao Paulo, and then we can go watch the Packers play in Brazil. I don't know. That's probably about a 40-day drive down to Sao Paulo, Brazil. And then we're still in Brazil knowing nothing about Brazil.
If you attempted that.
What's a drive to...
You would not return... With
how many borders do you have to cross to get to Brazil?
The convertible, and I don't think you would return with
Des Moines,
the couple
to
levels
Paulo.
Of virginity that you still possess.
Let's see. How do you drive? How can you drive to?
Because I think that part of Brazil is great, but I think you have to drive in areas that are not places you want to drive to get there.
Oh, is that right? Okay. I don't know. I don't even know. Like, is Sao Paulo?
No one drives there, Wicket. That's why.
That's why planes exist?
You shouldn't drive there.
You're right. Well, then I got to go back to the drawing board. I got to raise $4,000 between now and week one of the NFL season to get a ticket on a plane and a ticket to the game and an Airbnb in Sao Paulo. And I don't even know. Like, is Sao Paulo big? Maybe, I assume it's big. It's Brazil. Like, they got big cities.
You and Nick can start an OnlyFans or something.
Who's from Facebook?
Yeah, you both want to go.
I don't think Nick and I are going to start an OnlyFans. I don't think I'm going to start an OnlyFans with Nick. You have plenty of other good ideas.
I mean,
starting an OnlyFans with Nick is not one of your best ideas.
That wasn't your first idea. I mean, two dudes wanting to go to a Packers game sounds like an OnlyFans page.
No. No.
What's your first world Friday problem? 515-244-1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Stop complaining.
First World Friday, where we complain about stuff that doesn't really matter. Because, you know, America. 515-244-1033.
Brought to you by our friends Time Out in Ames, Retro Arcade Bar, Karaoke, and Incredible Fun. Up on Facebook, Stacy, I love Stacy's. Which dress to wear to a bridal shower and which nose ring to match with it?
It's the matching nose ring that really makes it first worldy. That's really the hard part right there. Like, oh, man, I have all these choices of these nose rings that I would match different dresses with. Oh, yeah.
I feel like Stacy's potential partner, that's their first world problem, too, because, Wicket, I know how much you look forward to sitting and watching your woman try on a series of dresses and have you tell her which one looks the best.
There is nothing I would rather do less than sit and do that. It's because we're in a no win. First off, we're bored. Thank God for phones. Like back in the day before phones and we would entertain ourselves with our phones, it was horrible. Like you would go with your girlfriend, or I wasn't married yet, but you would go with your girlfriend and she'd be picking out dresses for whatever, and you just had to sit there. Kids today will never understand that. I mean, they have to sit there now, but they're kids. But like as an adult, you're like, is this ever going to end?
See,
you know you're going to pick the black one. Just shut up.
Now people love it because, for example...
No, people don't... Guys don't love...
No, now they love it on social media, like you're talking about, because instead of sitting there for 4, 5, 6 hours being carted off somewhere and look out, or sitting on your bed in the bedroom as she changes from things mm-hmm. in the closet, and there's like one thing wrong with everything, and that's why she can't decide. I feel that. I get it. Like, oh, I love this one, but I've already worn it 8 times. Oh, this one doesn't fit right anymore. This one needs to be dry cleaned before I wear it. Like, there's always one little thing wrong with everything.
And I can promise you, we don't notice that one thing ever.
And that's what's so we're
we
like,
we don't
okay,
care.
I'm going to bring out the B team, and you're going to help me decide which one of these from the B team.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, in the dressing room scenario that you're talking about, where you're carted off to the mall mm-hmm. and you have to sit there for hours and wait and then judge.
And not care there either.
It's easier now because we can just take our phones, take a little video, take a little picture, send it to you. You don't have to wait. You can be sitting on your deck drinking a White Claw.
Which I can do, yeah.
The Packers are on.
And also, like, nowadays, we can exploit it, too. You can take a video or pictures mm-hmm. of yourself waiting and waiting and waiting if you still do wind up going to the mall or the store or whatever. Like, dress one, here's how I felt. Dress two, here's... And you're just like, we don't care. You pick a dress that you like. That's all that matters.
But when you make it content, like you're saying, they do care. One of my most popular Instagram reels is... dresses I did not buy. I did a series of dresses. Whenever I go event shopping, every once in mm-hmm. a while, Wicked and I get dressed up and we do stuff. And it's like once a year-ish. We end up getting dressed up to go do stuff. And I'll go to Nordstrom Rack and I'm trying on dresses and there's a bunch that I don't buy.
And I'm wearing the same suit I wore last time and the time before that and
but
the job interview.
But those videos will get like 8,000 views.
And we're over here wearing the same thing we got married in, went to a funeral in, went to a job interview in, the last formal event. It's all the same. It's just black. Black. It's the only time it's really easy to be a guy. It's the only time.
What is your First World Friday problem? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
Laser, what's your name?
Michael.
What's up, Michael? Give us a First World Friday problem.
My 14-year-old has hijacked my gamer tag and email. I've been online gaming since the early 90s.
What is your name?
Your Mama RGR stands for... I'm in a clan called Rebel Gunrunners, and we do first-person shooters.
Okay.
Started way back with the Delta Force games in the early 90s.
Of course.
So now I'm getting these emails where... I'm getting chat bans. I don't know what my 14-year-old's doing online and what he's saying, but I'm getting these emails where I'm getting, like, warnings that I'm about to get banned from this game or that game.
So he's logged in as you, and he's doing all this nefarious stuff in these chat worlds and things?
Yes, and I've had this gamer tag and email for, like, 25 years.
Oh, my God. Do you know what I want to do so bad right now? Something I've always wanted to do. Have you heard of a honey trap?
Don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've never been the actor in the honey trap, but I have always wanted... Because, I mean, as much as I, you know, classically hang out with the dudes, as much as I am the girl that you invite to the bros' night, the one girl that's accepted in the dude crew, I am a girl's girl, and I will not stand for... any nefarious, I'll use this your word with
thank
it,
you.
Behavior from a man. So I've always wanted to be the bait in a honey trap, but this is very close to the bait in a honey trap because I do like the idea of busting a 14-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that to my kids.
Thank you. Thank you. We're not going to use
show,
you.
Guys.
We're not going to use you as a bait to a 14-year-old kid.
Well, it's not a honey trap for the 14-year-old. I would just be finding out what he's doing.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Have a good weekend.
He might be smoking dope, Wicked.
The dope? The reefer?
I am so ready to infiltrate. Wicked, pretend we're playing a video game right now.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, yeah.
Bro, did you see that sick headshot I just got? Total poggers, right?
What?
Flank from the left. Cover me. They're swarming us. I'm snipping up from high. Watch my mark. Keep the pressure on, guys. We got this.
What does this mean?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Wicket. Brought to you by our friends, Time Out in Ames, Retro Arcade Bar, Karaoke, and Incredible Fun. I might have to get up there for some karaoke, Wicket, if it's hot enough to have to leave the house. I'm making all sorts of plans with the temperature going up.
Yeah, you're going to come play poker with me. You're going to go up to Ames. You're going to go to middle of the map. Going to go to Pella, pick some tulips.
I know, literally.
You got a lot going on this weekend.
It's the world tour, and Time Out in Ames, definitely a spot for the world tour.
Laser, who's this?
It's Matt Fowler.
Matt Fowler! What's your first World Friday problem?
Me and my girlfriend broke up, and she's keeping all my rocks.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
You didn't have a prenuptial agreement about these rocks?
Just a few of them. A few of them I took, but yeah.
What is she going to do with the rocks?
Oh, they're all over her yard, you know?
Dude, are you
We got to get the laser truck and go to her yard in the night.
I have a question, Matt. How long were you guys dating?
3 years.
Are you more upset about losing her or losing the rocks?
The rocks.
Yeah. I know.
Rocks don't cheat on you. The rocks right. Don't demand anything from you. The rocks don't make you carry the grocery bags in.
I think she should just got another freaking job.
Matt, well, sorry about your breakup with the rocks, but hopefully you get them back.
From her point of view, the rocks are always hard.
Oh, my God!
Your body. Trust me, I don't have that problem.
Later, Matt.
You're listening to Heather and... you're listening to Heather... You're listening to... You're listening to... you're listening to... You're Heather, can you please silence your phone for one friggin' minute so I can get this done? You're listening to Heather and Wicket on Laser 103.3.